this week, on Thursday to be exact, June 30, the Aquino administration would complete 1 year of its rule. And there will be expected assessments. Supporters, I am sure, will highlight the achievements and they will conclude it was a success. Critics will definitely magnify the faults and will call that this administration is a dismal failure. Well, most likely the truth is somewhere in between, whether closer to the supporters' assessment or to the critics' judgment, it's up for you to weigh. But I am quite sure the president himself must be overwhelmed by the enormity of the office. He must have learned through that 1 year, no matter what he did, he will always have critics to find fault in just about everything he does. And yet, whatever the criticisms that are hurled, he has to continue his job of leading, executing, pursuing policies, negotiating, and giving commands, and all these things. On top of that, he must be confused who will be his next date. But he must be feeling overwhelmed by all of this. We are not presidents. Our problems may not be comparable to his, but we too know the feeling of being overwhelmed. Tayo man ay nagkakaranas ng kabigatan, ng parang sunod-sunod na mga dagok sa ating buhay, at tayo ay nakakaramdam ng parang pagka-dismaya sa maraming bagay na nangyayari sa ating buhay. And for that reason, we are using Psalm 102 to address a sense of being overwhelmed with that immediate context of the affliction that befell our church. I use Psalm 102 because the title of this psalm is unique. It is like no other psalms. It provides no author or clue to the setting. And in using the New King James Version title, A Prayer of the Afflicted When He is Overwhelmed and Pours Out His Complaint Before the Lord, I think the word overwhelmed is the accurate rendering of the Hebrew original. It means anguish, brought about by exhaustion. We do not know, and the psalmist does not tell us, what is that external thing that is causing his exhaustion, leading to being overwhelmed. But whatever that is, it seems to fit us in whatever state of being afflicted and sensing an overwhelming feeling of the weight and heaviness that bear upon us. The psalmist is overwhelmed both by the calamity that has befallen his own personal situation. And so we read in the first 11 verses the dominance of personal pronoun. It's what has happened to me. It's my affliction. And personal calamity is something that overwhelmed him. Yet, in verses 12 to 22, we read of the psalmist's concern for Zion. And so on top of the personal calamity, there is the sense of kingdom adversity. Sa gitna ng kanya mga personal na kalamidad ay sumasama pa yung mga maraming nangyayari sa kaharian ng Diyos sa Zion. Nang panahon yun ay siyang kaharian ng Diyos at ginamit natin bilang pangangkop sa ating sarili, tayo man na nakakaranas ng personal na mga kapigatian ay isama natin dito yung nangyayari sa kaharian ng Panginoong Hesukristo. What happens to the spiritual kingdom is something that bears upon us, something that we cannot be indifferent to, and something that we feel with us as we are part of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet in the same section, we saw verses 12 to 22, the psalmist is interspersing his description of Zion with a sense of the sovereignty of God. So overwhelmed by personal calamity, overwhelmed by kingdom adversity, but in the third place we saw that he is also overwhelmed by divine sovereignty. As he looks at what's going on in his life, what's going on in Zion, yet he is not one to lose hope. Rather, he knew that it's the sovereign God in control of everything. We now conclude our meditation on this psalm by reading the last section. I invite you now to Psalm 102. Let us read verses 23 to 28. Psalm 102, verses 23-28. He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened my days. O my God, I say, take me not away in the midst of my days. You whose years endure throughout all generations. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment, yet you will change them like a robe, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end. The children of your servants shall dwell secure. Their offspring shall be established before you. Now, just putting a marker on that psalm, may I invite you to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, we'll read verses 10 to 12. Hebrews 1, where the writer is describing the Son of God in his superiority to angels. And part of that superiority of the Son of God is in this description of verses 10 to 12. And you, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like a robe. You will roll them up like a garment. They will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will have no end. Now, I think it should be obvious, as you can see, what makes this section of Psalm 102 very significant is that the New Testament sees this as applying to the Lord Jesus. In other words, the psalmist is saying something that in its truth will have a fulfillment far beyond his time. The section of this psalm is reaching to our time. It is about us. There is something that is of a true Christian significance in what the psalmist is saying. This is for you, Christian. And so the final thought that now overwhelms the psalmist is the thought of God's eternity. Let me put the message in this way. God's eternity revealed in Christ highlights the temporariness of everything in creation. God's eternity revealed in Christ highlights the temporariness of everything in creation. Ang pagkawalang hanggan ng Diyos na nahayag kay Kristo ay nagpapakita ng pagiging pansamantala ng lahat sa nilikha. Ano man ang nakikita natin dito sa nilikha at isama natin ang lahat ng kabigatan, lahat ng kapighatian, anumang bagay yan, ang kanyang sinasabi rito ay itabi mo sa kawalang hanggan ng Diyos at ang lahat ng yan ay makikita nating pansamantala. Maikli lamang kung iahambing sa kawalang hanggan ng Diyos. So the final thought of the psalmist as he meditated on that personal calamity which he did not describe as it overwhelmed him, the kingdom adversity that also overwhelmed him, yet in contrast with that, or to neutralize that, he thought of the sovereignty of God, but as a final thought, he now is overwhelmed by the eternity of God. And the sense of that eternity, he expresses on the one hand his own sense of his own temporariness, but at the same time, the temporariness of creation put side by side with God's eternity. Two thoughts that I want to draw from this. First of all, uncertainty due to mortality. Uncertainty due to mortality, ang kawalang katiyakan dahil sa ating mortalidad. And secondly, security based on eternity. Security based on eternity. Katiyakan ng dahil sa kawalang hanggan. So first of all, when we think of eternity, the eternity of God, it highlights our own temporariness, or in other words, our mortality. And the psalmist is very conscious of this. He says in verse 23, he has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened my days. Now, in these words, the psalmist is exhibiting an Old Testament frame of mind. What do I mean by that? In the Old Testament, saints were, the Israelites were distressed by the shortening of life. The idea of dying before old age was something that horrified them. You remember when Isaiah was sent by God to Hezekiah the king, and he was told that his house should now be prepared because he was going to die, that is, die before his old age. And you remember how he lamented the thought. And of course, in the mercy of God, his days would be extended 15 more years, but still the very thought that that life would be cut off short than the fullness of life expected in old age, in the Old Testament frame of mind, it was so distressing. And so the psalmist here prays, "Oh my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. You whose years endure through all generations." Nananalangin siya sapagkat yung kaisipan na maaring kunin siya ng Diyos sa gitna ng kanyang buhay, yung tinatawag nating dying before time, untimely death as we call it, is something that distressed him. And yet, in this prayer, he leaves to God the course of his life. It is his to keep or to terminate. But if it will please God, he prays that he would be given a full life. But it's all up to God. And I want to make a point that might sound negative, but this really is a point of wisdom. There is always a measure of the unforeseen for us mortals. Or to put it another way, we cannot determine our future. Laging may hindi tayo nakikita sa hinaharap dahil tayo'y mga mortal, dahil tayo ay may hangganan, may limitasyon. Hindi natin maaring pagpasyahan ano ang ating hinaharap. That's the simple truth. And yet, human beings have this deeply ingrained desire to know and to determine the future. If it were possible, we would chart it. We will if we can. And so people try different ways how they can chart their future. This is one reason why fortune tellers never go out of business. Because to many, that is one way to know the future and perchance to prepare for it and if possible, to reverse it. Now, those who have sense enough not to be fooled by such practices rely on their cool planning. They plan deliberately. They make their projections. They chart their course. They make their extrapolations intelligently. Some are characterized by caution and deliberateness. Others are more the risk takers. But whether cautious or daring, there is something that we all have to deal with. The unforeseen. The uncertain of the future. It cannot be stated better than we find it in Ecclesiastes 3:11 in these familiar words. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. We are creatures of eternity. It is put into our hearts, yet we cannot know what is the future. What will the future bring? And there is something that you and I already know. Life is not exactly a proportionate cause and effect. You know that of yourselves. You know that in the people you observe. The diligent does not always succeed. You don't get the income that your labor spends, your body tirelessly. It's not a proportionate cause and effect. Sometimes, pleasantly, the unexpected comes in the form of blessings and surprises. A blessing that you never prayed for. A blessing that you never expect. A blessing that you never dreamed. Like a car. But they come. And then, there are those times when the unexpected is in the form of painful disappointments. When you prepared everything, all precautions are installed, and yet the disappointment comes anyway. A sickness that your body never gave any symptom, an indication of. Those things come. Those things we may call course changers. Yung mga bagay na biglang darating na magbabago ng direksyon ng iyong buhay. Na iniisip mo ganitong mangyayari sa akin at pagkatapos na iba. Like that woman years ago who has a very bright future, one day she consulted a dentist. The dentist used an infected tool on her teeth and she got infected with AIDS, died later on. Those things happen. Those things make life seem cruel, but they do impress on us our mortality. And yes, there are times, as the psalmist here fears, life is cut off in its mid-course. Death visits. This is our mortality, you see. We are not in control of our future. We cannot chart it ourselves. I saw a website the other day with the title, Living to be 100. And it boasts this, what it calls life expectancy calculator. You just have to answer several questions about your lifestyle, and then with what they boast to be a scientific formula, they will tell you how many years you have to live, but you can do something in order to extend your life to 100. I didn't even try. I don't believe it. And this is something that we should not yield to. There are the disappointments, there are the pleasant surprises of life. Well, what do we say to this uncertainty? Well, just this challenge, brethren. And this is what we find in this psalm. Suffice it that your real certainty is the true God who reveals Himself in Christ. Masapatan tayo na ang talagang katiyakan natin. The only certainty ay ang ating Diyos na nagpahayag sa atin kay Kristo. Do not wait for a formula that somehow will guarantee a certainty to your earthly future. There are those whose message offers such a formula, and there are many takers. And when they take such a deceptive formula that you can guarantee your future, they get trapped in lies. And when you're trapped in lies, you're in for a big disappointment which destroys faith. Do not be so fooled. In the wisdom of God, our future is made uncertain that there may be a place for faith and trust. In other words, no guarantees in this earthly life. Is health guaranteed? We use every means necessary to be healthy, but is it guaranteed? No. Is wealth a guarantee? Well, again, we work, and as we work in the normal economy of God, work is blessed, but is wealth guaranteed? No. Is long life guaranteed? We again do every means we can in order that we may live a life that's full, but is it guaranteed? No. Nothing is guaranteed. The only guarantee that in the future it will still be there is our relationship with God if we are in Christ. God has made Himself known to sinners in Christ. And when we come to Christ and know God through Christ, that's the guarantee we have. And that is the reason why, for those of you who do not have Christ, you have a miserable future. You think you may be achieving your ambition. Perhaps you are fulfilling your dream. And you think your future is bright. But without Christ, there's no guarantee that you will have these things until old age. And even if you did, without Christ, your future is miserable. And I appeal to you, come to Christ. Let not this message be something that again passes by your ears and you go on with your dreams and ambitions yet without the only guarantee of life, which is God in Christ. So this is our guarantee. which means that in sickness and in health, God will be there, revealed in Christ by His word. In wealth or in dearth, God will be there. God in Christ will be there. Which means you need to commit your present and your future to God, and then by faith, live in the peace of God in all circumstances. Ang tamang saloobin ay ibigay mo ang sarili mong pangkasalukuyan, panghinaharap sa Diyos, at hayaan mong mamuhay ka ng may kapayapaan sa araw-araw, anuman ang hindi garantisado na mangyari. Ang may katiyakan ay meron kang Diyos. This is where the problem lies. Sometimes, He is our God when we are in well-being. Or it may be the reverse, the opposite. We come to Him seriously and earnestly when in adversity. But you see the point, either way is wrong. If He is your God only in prosperity or in adversity, it is wrong. Since God is the only certainty, our dealing with Him should be consistent. Whether prospering or lacking. This is where the weakness of our faith is often exposed. And we need to resolve to be more consistent with our God. We studied very recently in our Sunday school series about John Milton. And I told you, he was a Puritan, author of Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained, masterpieces of the English literature. Not many know, however, is that he accomplished many of these masterpieces when he was already blind. That's when he did his best, gave himself to God. And my favorite one-liner from him is when he said, "They serve two who only wait on thee." When he could not do the busy life that he once did, he only waited on God. That's when his mind, poetic mind, was most productive and composed these masterpieces for God. So uncertainty, that's a fact of mortality. Accept it. And your only guarantee is God. Now, do you have that guarantee? He can only be your guarantee if you are in Christ. If not, you don't even have the single guarantee that is totally sure for the future. And what you have to live with is absolute uncertainty. That brings me to my second point. Security based on eternity. May katiyakan na batay sa kawalang hanggan. And here the psalmist made reference to God as one whose years endure through all generations. And it leads to his final reflection on the eternity of God. And the way he highlighted this eternity of God is by way of comparison. He compared God with creation. And he thought in creation of what seems to be the most permanent. What would you say are the most permanent features of creation? Heaven and earth. And that's exactly what the psalmist compares God to. Inihambing niya sa langit at sa lupa. Ito yung mga bagay sa nilikha na tila ba permanente na. Ang tinitingnan nilang langit, andyan pa rin noong mga sinauna, andyan pa rin. So he compares God's eternity with what is deemed most permanent, the foundation of the earth, the heaven itself, and then he employs such figures that highlight the ease with which these permanent features of creation can be changed. Look at his figures. They will wear out like a garment. Maluluma na parang kasuotan. You will change them like a robe. Papalitan mo silang parang damit. Ay, napakadali natin magpalit ng damit. But the comparison is so stark, you see, when the psalmist thought of the eternity of God, even the most permanent features of creation seemed to him as so easily changeable. And the point is something we all need. Only God abides permanently for eternity. Everything else is temporary as God disposes of it. Ang Diyos lamang ang nananatili ng magpawalang hanggan na siya pa rin. Lahat ay pansamantala ayon sa paggamit ng Diyos. So the psalmist deliberately uses the most permanent to show that even heaven and earth, the most permanent things of creation, they are under the disposal of God. And if God so decides, He can very easily dispose of them like changing shirts. And if that is so of heaven and earth, the point of the psalmist is really from the greater to the lesser. If God can change so easily, so permanent things, He is applying it to Himself. What about this calamity? What about this adversity? What about this thing that overwhelms me? If God can change heaven and earth, so much more easily can He change everything lesser than heaven and earth. Whether it's personal calamity, kingdom adversity, they cannot be more permanent than heaven and earth, and they are disposable according to God's time. Our problem is that when we are overwhelmed, we always have a sense of suffering too long. Yung problema natin, kapag tayo naghihirap na at nabibigatan, ang lagi nating naiisip, ang tagal naman ito. Siguro mga 2 araw na, ang tagal naman ito. At parang bigat na yung kalooban natin. And it is so hard to wait upon God. It is so hard to submit to His timing, to accept His wisdom of disposing. But listen to the Apostle Paul, how he oriented his mind to the afflictions that befall us. 2 Corinthians 4:17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Weigh the affliction for what awaits us in eternity. And Apostle Paul's words are light and a moment. Light and momentary. Ganyan yung ating kahirapang dinaraanan. Magaang, madali lang, pansamantala lang. There's a species of butterfly known as Luna moth, which only lives for a week. In its adulthood, it has no mouth, and it cannot feed, and it will die by starvation virtually. Its only purpose in life is to lay eggs, and it lays eggs in the hundreds. And upon laying those eggs, it dies. And yet, the Luna moth continues as one of those enduring species in a very short span of life. Well, for us, what is this theater of life? It is just temporary. Which means the challenge for us is secure your eternity in Christ. And if you secure your eternity in Christ, your life on earth will be a mission. He will see to it, you will finish. That's the advantage of the believer. His eternity secure, his life on earth is a mission that he will finish. This is the point now of the author of Hebrews. Using this passage in the Psalm 102, his purpose is to exalt Christ. In the context of Hebrews 1, the comparison is with angels. that the Son of God is more exalted than angels. And he appeals to this passage to show that Christ is the greater power to trust because of his eternity, even in comparison to angels. Without your eternity secure in Christ, again, I warn you, you are facing a dark eternity. But when we have eternal life in Christ, it transforms your earthly life into a mission for Christ. No, I'm not saying that you will not struggle with sin or struggle with the afflictions of life, but even those very struggles become part of your mission. You begin to know how to face things that are your very weakness. It means that you will depend upon the Word of God because the Word is permanent principle, while you have to deal with the changes and the impermanence of the things of this world. You will have to deal with the vagaries of your emotion with the permanent principles of the Word of God. And that is one of the mighty struggles. But we have a means because we have a mission. And so the psalmist concludes with the thought of eternity. He says in the last verse of Psalm 92, "The children of your servants shall dwell secure. Their offspring shall be established before you." You see, the significance of this is that it is put in the language of the old covenant mission. The old covenant mission is to fill the land with offspring, fill the land with the people of God through generations. Now, our mission is in terms of spiritual mission, expansion of the kingdom. But the same principle runs through. Just as the psalmist has his eternity secure in God, and his mission will be accomplished, so we in the New Testament has our eternity secure in Christ, and our mission will be accomplished. When we are faithful to that mission, we will finish it as long as Christ is sending us to it. I plan to make this my last reference to this tragedy as a sermon material and illustration, and I want to move on from this. But we are overwhelmed by what appears as the cutting short of a dear brother's life. But I say it with conviction, and I feel it deeply in my heart. He finished his mission. It was God who called him up to that point. And as far as his eternity is secure in Christ, his mission on earth was finished. And so will our mission be finished if our eternity is secure in Christ. So is your eternity secure in Christ? Because if not, what's the happy life you're living on earth? It is so ephemeral. Compared to the eternity of God, it is even shorter than the lifespan of a lunar moth. And you may enjoy for a time, but you have no eternity. You have no eternity with God in Christ. And I ask you, secure it now. Secure it in Christ. As we have our eternity secure in Christ, I do not mean by this that it guarantees a long life on earth. All that it guarantees is a mission accomplished. And that should be good enough for us. So as we are overwhelmed by affliction, overwhelmed by calamity, overwhelmed by kingdom adversity, think of the sovereignty of God. And then think of the eternity of God. And when we will of course be overwhelmed from time to time, But one thing we can say is that it will always be only for a time. Eternity is a different thing. And that is the thought that we will sing as our last hymn. I know who holds the future. I do not know what lies ahead, a way I cannot see. Yet one stands near to be my guide. He'll show the way to me. And may that be our guarantee of the future, not a guarantee of health, wealth, and whatever it is that people aspire after. It is sufficient for us. That our guarantee is that God is there. God revealed in Jesus Christ. Let's close in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos at aming Ama sa maraming bagay na nagpapabigat sa aming damdamin, sa aming buhay. Salamat na may awit 102 na maari naming pagbulayan at doon ay makita namin ang isang banal na nagpapanaghoy ng dahil sa kanyang kabigatan at angkop na angkop sa amin ding kalagayan. And so we thank you that we have this psalm that gives voice to our own lament, to our sense of being overwhelmed as we pour out that complaint through prayer. And we pray that we would truly understand personal calamity, even kingdom adversity, through the lens of your sovereignty, and now through the lens of your eternity. Because you are eternal and revealed so in Christ, we can look at everything else as temporary. Everything in creation is at your disposal. And that being the case, help us, Lord, to accept that as mortals, we will be living in a life with unforeseen things. Sometimes the unforeseen is in pleasant forms of blessing. And at other times, the unforeseen is in the very disappointing forms of afflictions. Things come that disappoint us. Or even, as the psalmist feared, life cut short in mid-course. And yet, we still acknowledge that you are the permanent God, the eternal God. And let it suffice it for us that the one guarantee we have is our God. And that should be satisfaction enough for us. Health is not guaranteed. Wealth is not guaranteed. Long life is not guaranteed. But whether in wealth or in dearth, in health or in sickness, you are guaranteed. You are our God in Christ. And help us therefore to deal with you with more consistency. You are not just our God when we are blessed. You are not just our God when we are afflicted. But you are the same, whether blessed or afflicted. Help us, Lord, to deal with you with more consistency. You know our weaknesses. You know the fluctuations of our own personal commitment and feelings. Yet, we cast ourselves upon you for all the uncertainties of life as our one guarantee. And our security is based on eternity. You are the eternal God. No matter how permanent they look, heaven and earth are at your disposal. As eternal God, you can change them so easily like changing shirts. And that being the case, the point of the psalmist is that everything else is at your disposal. We sometimes feel in our times of affliction that we are bearing something unbearable, that it is going on for so long. Yet, it is at your disposal. And you know that you send these afflictions to us for our good. So give us that orientation of the Apostle Paul when he said of affliction, it is light and but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Grant then that the message to us is to learn to secure our eternity in Christ. And when our eternity is secure in Christ, our life on earth is transformed into a mission that we are guaranteed to finish. We pray for those whose life is defined in terms of their ambition, in terms of fulfilling their dreams, in terms of succeeding in their career, and make them realize without securing their eternity in Christ, that is all they've got. And after that is dark eternity. And when we are secure in our eternity because of the Lord Jesus Christ, whether we live a full course of life or it is cut in mid-course, it has been a mission that we would be enabled to accomplish because of the Lord Jesus. Help us to view life of our day-to-day in this way. So we pray that this period of our being overwhelmed, we will be able to stand up, move on, and do so because we accept our calamity and our adversity as one from your sovereign hand and one that is intended but for a time so that we may have that eternal weight of glory for all eternity in Jesus Christ. We glory therefore even in tribulation because of Christ. In His name we pray all these things. Amen.